Blog Talk Radio.
Papa na zipina.
Celtic already. Where my fun adaptation is in? Where my fun adaptation is in? Where my fun adaptation is in? We are begging for more love, but Celtic again.
Grand rising, ladies and gentlemen, for the Jefferson Pier, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced on our Friday morning show. And our opening introduction song that you heard right there was African Sunset by Miriam Makeba. May she rest in power. And we thank her for the sacrifice that she has made during her career, you know, as an entertainer and also, too, as an activist. And as we all know, that she was once married to Mr. Hugh Masekela and also to Brother Kwame Touré. So I'm calling them again from Las Vegas, Nevada, this morning with Grand Rising, Brother Che, there in Denver, Colorado. Good morning there to you, Brother Che, and how's everything in a mile high income city?
Stop it, Lady Che. The weather's nice. I wish my Broncos would get it together, but besides that,
man,
we are continuing.
And
Johnson talked about he's gonna house 1,000 people by the end of the year. We call blood.
By the end of the year. Yeah. As opposed to by the end of the week, but by the end of the year. Man, I know.
Yeah, how many weeks that is? That's 6 weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks to fucking 1,000 people. He's smoking crack rocks. He's stupid.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah,
he probably is, Lady Che.
Yeah, we have an election going on.
Big boulders. I mean, boulders to the shoulder. I bug out.
Yeah.
And you go, how are you going to try to do 1,000 people? You couldn't have 1,000 people in 4 years. I mean, previous administration.
Yeah.
He's been in office, what, like 6 months now? 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
Like about 5 months?
5 months.
About 5 months, you couldn't have 1,000 people?
No, 3 months. He's been in 3 hours.
Or 3 months, whatever, 3 months. And you couldn't house anybody, mm-hmm. really. You could house like 200, 300 people. And not to mention all your shelter influx, but you keep bringing out all this money and shit. Come on, man. It's
right.
All...
Yeah. And you see, and what it is that, and that's the problem with these career politicians, you know. And then, from what I understand, that this dude was educated at Harvard, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
You know, the Kennedys were educated
yeah, right.
at Harvard, you know? Yeah, you know, so what does that tell you? You know what I'm saying? And
he
then on top of it, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, too, and the sad part about it is that you got an election coming up, you know, with very critical issues. Yes, sir.
On this Grand Rising with Chewbacca, with Che and Kruma, and Lady Che.
That's not how
okay.
it's worded. That's not how you're supposed to say it.
Well, that's how it's worded on the description.
That's because you wrote it wrong.
We will be having an open mic discussion on
right.
Political times. Jim
right.
Crow Biden wants to spend
right.
$100 billion of your tax dollars
mm-hmm.
to deal with the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Mm-hmm.
California Governor Gavin Newsom appointees.
Who belongs in jail?
LaFonzia Butler will not, I repeat, will not be running for California Senator next year.
Yeah.
No.
I know. It's a terrible mess. When is a black lady who's probably divested turned down the white man for a job and set it up?
I think we
were like this, like, ooh, salacious.
Okay, well, that's news to me, man, and I'm only 47 miles away from that rotten place, man. That's news to me. Okay.
RFK Jr. is in support of cash reparation payments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
descendants of American chattel slavery freedmen. And then we got an update on the dump, Trump as in human
as in
shit.
Human. And we want to make that perfectly clear.
Hey, caller,
if you want to be on the air, press 1.
Bit search.
No, 904.
Yeah,
I might be Brother Isaiah, 904.
Okay, is that Brother Ed?
Oh,
that's it.
Press 1,
caller. Don't be weird.
904-9061, press 1, and you'll be live on the air.
There you go.
Yeah, good.
You
don't
be weird at all.
Now, who is this?
Grand Rising, everybody.
Grand
hey,
Rising.
Grand Rising. Yes, sir. Grand Rising.
Who is this?
Tahalka and Monael B. calling out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. All right. We're doing all right, man. And appreciate you calling out of Florida, man. If I might say, man, you know, that governor of Florida, man, they need to recall that cat.
Yeah, we can't
confuse
you with the other You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we're not
going to
confuse
like
you with him.
Welcome, brother.
The governor, the governor down here in Florida, man, he's trying to throw Florida a curb on our ancient story in these lands, not information that's coming out. He's trying to put a lid on it, but the brothers and sisters down here fighting back, so he decided, well, best thing I need to do is back off, because this pot here too big for the lid I'm trying to put on it.
Things
are a bit different today. We got tons and tons of information coming out about our ancient story in this field on these lands.
Yes, that's right, brother.
As you should, my brother.
Barack Obama, when they asked Barack Obama about reparations for us, he told us, they would look, my hands are tied. There ain't nothing I can do. Because I'm going to need y'all support. All you got to do is acknowledge your nationality. You can't continue to call yourself black, Negro, colored, African-American, Afro-American, and all this, so his hand was tied. And I've seen it with one nothing I can do. I've been preaching it until I was blue in the face.
Yeah.
And so brother,
our classification changes every, like, 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
it does. And I've witnessed that there too, sir. Yeah, because I've witnessed that there in my life, man, because I'm in my twilight years, man, and I feel it's my duty, man, that I have to pass on down to the generations after me of the actual truth that I've lived through. You see what I'm saying? From the 1960s to the 1970s, the 80s, and what have you, because, see, they distorting a lot of the information right there. And what it is that they want black men to be feminized, or they want black men, you know, not to be men at all. You know what I mean? And they're trying to have the black female be emasculated and have the black male being effeminized. And that, as you already know, is an act wrong within itself. You see what I mean? Is because I find it very interesting that when we mention, you know, our ancient past of the family unit back on the continent, and then also too down in the Caribbean and even in the southern United States, of how a lot of the traditions, you know, are still there. But then
like the Gullah Geechee, they still got they still keep the African traditions. And they trying to buy up their land right now. Tyler Perry just stepped in by Sister Josephine Baker's house, a brand new house. Some developers is trying to buy up all the land around her house, and she's had her house and her family for generations since after the Civil War.
Right.
Well, you know, I don't know if y'all have been checking the young guy from South America named Kudamayu. He's up there in Boston as well. but he has done some extensive research on our story.
Okay.
We have a whole lot of things that we got to get right because we're still under the impression that we can get an education inside the United States as the rightful owners of land, just like Martin Luther King told you in his speech, which you don't like for that speech to be broadcasted.
That we come into Washington to get our
check. Where you say the black man is languishing in America. He's exiled in his own land. He's telling you, this is your land. This is why you are being attacked.
Yep.
You supersede everybody on this place. And,
you're longer than anybody.
And then then our blood had spilled on this land here as well, too. And then all the way from Florida to California as well, too, because, you know, you had a great deal of Jim Crow in California as well, too. And that's why I'm glad they got rid of that punk-ass Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House, is because he was from Kern County, which is near a city called Bakersfield, California. And then when you go back to 1971 or 72 in Taft, California, they had ran every single black person out of that city, and it was only 13 of them. They literally ran them out of their houses and their homes, and their home invaded them. You see what I mean? But we had circumnavigated the globe, man, you know, probably at least 1,000 years before a savage by the name of Columbus, you know, who did not know how to wash his funky ass, who believed in filth, okay? And he was a drunk, you know what I mean? And this is why I appreciate it in Denver, Colorado, that every Columbus Day, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Parrish, if they still have it there, where the indigenous people come as far as Montana, Cheyenne, Wyoming, or the Dakotas, and they go right down. They go straight down there to the state capitol. Yeah, and they sit there and they tell the government of the U.S., they tell the government of Colorado, they say, how are you going to say that this fool discovered something when somebody was already standing here on the shores of the land when they got here? So he didn't discover nothing. And then just like Mary McKeever, and then just like Mary McKeever has stated, or they refer to her as Mama Africa, who was very popular in the 1960s and 70s and what have you. And she had stated that, and I'm paraphrasing her, you know, not quoting her, but just paraphrasing the thought, is that in our cultures that we we pass down our history and our stories orally. You see, this is the concept of the griot, where he would come out of his place, you know, like about once every 3 or 4 years, and he's got all the information there for you. And keep in mind is that the griot will sit there about 24 hours, and he will not repeat himself once. And so then Mary McKeever was saying is that it was very interesting. They don't consider us discovered until the European comes in with his stinking nasty ass, you know, unhygienic, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was filthy, lived with rats. His women didn't understand the concept of feminine hygiene and what have you. And that's why he had the bubonic plague that wiped half of them off of the continent of Europe. Hopefully it should have wiped them all out. But however,
I'm going to do a broadcast tomorrow night. I got this sister named Leona Brando. She wants me to teach about our ancient story and the Moors and all that stuff. So I'll be on tomorrow night on her broadcast at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because you just mentioned the bubonic plague, and a lot of us don't know what led up to it, because when the Moors were in Spain, they built well over 200 public baths, and they introduced bathing to Spain.
Yeah, exactly. Sir. It was the Moors that showed the European how to wash his filthy, nasty, stinking ass.
But then what happened now, keep in mind, in 1492, the last Moors was driven out of Spain, and Isabella Ferdinand outlawed bathing, which later on culminated into the Black Death of Europe and the bubonic plague.
Yep.
See, what we have to understand is the people in this land, when these people came to this land, they was able to destroy a lot of the natural people, not by weapons of war, but
due
to disease.
Coming
in contact with them and breathing their air. They went down in South America. Them native people down there, they hadn't came in contact with what we call a civilization, which is the most uncivilized set of circumstances the world has ever seen. They went down there, and the native people just started dying just from being in contact with them. They didn't have to kill nobody. They didn't have to use no weapons against them. They just died from being exposed to albinism. And this is the same reason why we have to be vaccinated before we even go to school to begin the indoctrination that's masquerading as education in the school system today.
But I remember being vaccinated as a child there in California, man. And the cold part about it is, funny you should say that, brother, because I remember taking these damn inoculations, and I wound up having asthma, right? And then I grew up out of it. And then and then what I've been trying to do later, you know, in my life since I'm in my twilight years, man, is look for these natural remedies, man, is because, see, this vaccine that they're trying to hit everybody with, I'm not taking it. And then what I'm doing is I'm asking my family members who have, okay, what's the name of the doctor in the facility who administered this here to you? You see what I'm saying? And being on public airwaves, you can see that I'm not going to say where I'm going with it, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you see, and then on top of that is because this vaccine is bullshit, okay, it's because what it is, man, as we already know, Brother Che, Microsoft, micro dot, microscopic, microchip. You see the common denominator right there, micro. So therefore, when they come out with these laptops and these cell phones and all this old type of shit, man, you know, they're taking retina scans, they're taking, you know, your fingerprints. Oh, yeah, well, just use your fingerprint. Oh, well, just use your image scan. Just use this, just use that. You don't have to do that. See, it's called biometrics, you see. And then this is why we created the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead, you see, is because you got a lot of people that is out here that is sleep. And the sad part about it is that they choose to be sleep. Oh, well, man, I don't know why you sit there figure out, oh, man, just go to Google. Man, the hell with Google. Okay, it's because I find so much misinformation in there. It's pathetic. Now, when the heavyweight champion in 1967 had got up there and stated that he ain't got no quarrel with the Viet Cong, and that's why he refused induction, is because, as he stated, the Viet Cong had never bombed my church. The Viet Cong ain't never hung and castrated our men folk. The Viet Cong ain't never raped our women. You know, he said, go kill them for what? You know what I'm saying? And this man sacrificed his prime years of his career. You see what I mean? And, you know, and then, you know, we do appreciate, you know, the brothers, like, you know, very knowledgeable brothers who are called in right here. And then, of course, as we all know, that we get our haters. And then keep in mind, folks, our haters out there, the chat room should be open. So be sure to put your hate mail in there and what have you. We love laughing at your ignorance and what have you and whatnot. And we welcome intelligent people to call in, you know, respectful people and whatnot, because we're sincere, Brother Che, our seventh year in existence, and this is episode 3339.
Celebrates the 57th anniversary of the founding of the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it was, and this platform was inspired by the 50th anniversary of their founding, you know, a half a century, you know. But another thing, though, too, folks, as we all know, as long as that we are out there killing each other and going against each other, these other groups, you know, they get, you know, like a lot of satisfaction out of that. But as soon as we're talking about, you know, building for ourselves and putting together, you know, economical ventures for ourselves and things of that nature right there, and then all of a sudden we look at, well, you guys are black racists, this, that, there, the other. Because we don't sit up here and endorse men folk like Billy Porter wearing dresses and stuff like that. Oh, you guys are homophobic. Well, to our critics on that one, you individuals are heterophobic. Okay, and what was that there, Brother Che? We got banned, what, for about 10 days for saying that one right there, man, I believe?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and we're up to 20. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to keep on saying it. You know what I mean? Is that, hey, and we even try to meet you individuals halfway. You got your human rights. You got your civil rights. But why are you dudes who are confused about your sexuality and about how your biological function is want to come up to regular men and say that we should be insensitive, that we're not, that we should be sensitive to y'all's cause, but we're supposed to ignore the existence of bona fide women? What is that? You see what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, you know, if you are... If you all would check the ancient records of civilizations in the past, mm-hmm. you discover that every civilization that has allowed this type of behavioral practice has eventually totally destroyed as a result of allowing this type of behavior to exist.
Yep.
And you mentioned the champ earlier, they had him on on TV one day, and he was being interviewed because the European, he was like, well, you know, I think we should, you know, anybody should be able to be with anybody they want to be with. But the champ said, well, no. Blackbirds are supposed to be with blackbirds. Redbirds.
Right.
Redbirds. And so on and so forth.
Yes, sir.
But see, this is, it all boils down to if we go and exercise this type of behavioral practice like we always done, now mm-hmm. we are taking hold to the pride. And the pride, man, is the same thing I said it was in the beginning. It is this land.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's all about. It's always about this land. Because mm-hmm. if you got the land, they keep the dollar. You don't need it.
Right.
All you got to do is you want something, you grow your food, you make your own clothes,
you're still gonna need money to cultivate the land. You're not just gonna be able to cultivate the land with no money. You gotta have tools. You gotta have materials to build. That's gonna cost money.
Right. Well, what I'm saying to you is not. I'm not saying that you don't need money. What I'm saying is if you would make let me put it to you this way. I asked my mother one time and my grandmama. Mm-hmm. I turned 70 years old July the 8th, and my grandmama's sister is still alive.
Wow.
Two of them. And I asked them, I said, y'all didn't tell me nothing about when we came over here on a slave ship and back in slavery. They said, we were never on no slave ship. Say, your great-granddaddy had 12 sons and 9 daughters. We had our own land, our own horses, our own cows, our own chickens. We had our own fruit trees. And as far as you can see, our land stretches farther than you could actually see. We don't know nothing about that. We heard about that. I said, well, wait a minute. Why is this not being taught? What is this deal about the land? And come to find out, she said the Ku Klux Klan came on part of our land one day, and great-great-granddaddy went downtown and told the little chef and the little part they was down there in, and that he didn't want them back on his land no more. And he said, well, how do you figure this is your land? He said, go look at your records. He said, y'all keep records, don't you? He said, this is my land. And they sent a boy out there on a horse and said, the boy, little white boy, he came up and he was screaming at the gate. He said, I came to tell you that the sheriff sent me out here to apologize for you. This is your land, and we apologize, and you won't have no problems with nobody else coming on the land. So my grandmama told me, say, when the clan came back there, say, your uncle, your granddaddy's, and them boys, say, throw the jackets behind the back so the clan can see them shooting eyes. And they turned around and went the other way. So,
okay, now let me make sure I understand this. Okay, so the Clucksters, okay, the Closet Queen Kooks, the ones that wear dresses, and the ones that were out there castrating black men and stuff like that and lynching them, raping black women, things of that nature right there. Also, too, then a white woman to lie and say on the brother, well, he raped me, so go ahead out there and kill him. And you telling me that these factors, that this psychotic organization backed down?
Yeah.
And, and keep in mind, yes, sir, okay, now I'm not doubting anything that you're saying. No, I'm not doubting that at all, but I just find that incredible, you know, and I'm glad that they did. Yeah, I'm glad that they did.
What happened was, you know where Ocala is in Florida?
Ocala, O-C-L-A. I think I've been through there, because I've only been through Florida one time.
When you go down the expressway, and you get to Ocala, when you turn off the highway, as soon as you turn off the highway down up in Ocala, that was our land on both sides of the highway, spread as far as your eyes could see.
Wow.
Is that right? Wow.
And my aunt, I got a cousin that's still on the land right now, and the boys with the dogs, they began to sell off the land because they couldn't hold on to all that land. But my cousin is still on a portion of that land today in 2023.
Okay. Well, that's a factor of production right there.
Make sure that land is in trust and that, because we were watching a story yesterday about that sister in South Carolina who her land is basically where Hilton Head Beach is, and they're trying to develop out the land, and the sister's like, this land been in my family for generations. We're not selling it. They try to give her an offer of like $30,000, and she, rightfully so, told them basically to go fuck themselves. Like, this is an insult. Like, y'all gonna make millions off of this land. There's no way in hell I'm gonna sell it to y'all for no $30,000.
Right.
So this
kind of thing here, y'all discover, what I just told you, this is not an isolated situation.
No,
you got
it's
people, our people all over the United States that have had situations like this where they had thousands and thousands of acres of land. Because I got a sister right now, she's trying to get me to help her unload 20 acres today. I'll be calling late on this evening, but you got whole areas with us underwater that's buried underwater and wiped off the record.
Like Lake Lanier.
Yeah, Central Park. What do you think that is up there in New York City?
Seneca Park, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I think we did some research on this here, Brother Jay, about 3 years ago. Yeah, it was in the 1600s. Seneca Village. Yeah, that there used to be black owned, and then what had happened is that the white boy, you know what I'm saying, they came up there and took the land, you know what I mean, and they came up with some shenanigans and all of that. And this is why I tell them, as you know, Brother Jay, every summer, although that we're in fall right now, and we invited Joe Gibson out here, you know what I mean, you know, to come out here, you know, in the middle of June or July, what have you. Let's go sit outside, you know. But white boy, you got to leave your sunscreen at home. And, you know, we'll sit there, man, and we'll prove of how we are not the same.
Right.
But unlike you inhumane individuals, you know, who used to take us, castrate us, rape our women and what have you, like the heavyweight champion that brother was quoting right there, had stated, no, we are not brothers, because brothers don't go up there and cut their private parts and put it off in the mouth of brothers and hang them on trees. What is that? Okay. And it gets 120 degrees out here, Brother Che, you know, as you very well know. And we will show them in less than 30 minutes in that extreme temperature of how we are not the same. But the key is they got to leave their sunscreen at home. You see, you got to leave your sunscreen at home. You see what I'm saying? And then after about, none of that. you know, and definitely, and if you're from California, we definitely got to make sure you're not leaving, that you left your sunscreen at home, because you all want to go out there on the beach and what have you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, though, is that this is how, you know, when individuals have such knowledge as brother have, that we've had on this platform over the years, this is why they shadow banned us. You see, this is the truth they don't want us to hear, that they don't want us to know about ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
We have a long list of topics to get to.
I'm sorry.
It was not on the agenda today.
I'm sorry.
We have y'all president, because y'all voted for him. I didn't vote for either one of them clowns. But Jim Crow Biden wants to send $100 billion of your taxpaying dollars to Israel to deal with the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. What are y'all thoughts on that?
Okay, what my thoughts is on that is that he needs to take them dollars, and he needs to kick everybody their reparations money right here. Now, the Palestinian conflict has been going on, man, since the end of World War II. And I remember that out of a lot of my youth. And then that there was a president of Egypt by the name of Anwar Sadat who was assassinated about 30, 40 years ago, if memory serves me correct, because he tried to make... And he tried to, and he had signed some treaties, in the area called Palestine, you know, what the Israelis said, you know, is there. And what had happened was that he was assassinated. But from what I understand is that these Israelis have a very extreme prejudice against people like us. And then to quote the words of Gamal Abdel Nasser, who is the predecessor to Anwar Sadat as the president of Egypt, of where he stated like in the 1960s, he says, well, how did these people leave as black and come back as white?
Let me shed a little light on that. What we're dealing with here is dealing with a nation of Khazarians.
Yes.
Masquerading
as Jews
in the illegal state of Israel.
Yes, the legal occupation.
These people were put on this land in 1948.
After
and they are now fighting desperately to maintain a stranglehold on the term Jew.
Yes.
And so that they can lend credibility to us or the whole world viewing them as God's chosen people. Well, wait a minute. Because if the United Nations and them, including the United States of America, all agreed to take the remnants from these people that Hitler was knocking off that came into Germany from the surrounding countries, these are Khazarians, everywhere they ever went on the earth, everybody ever went in their region. There was violence, murder, and chaos. And when they were put into Palestine and called a nation and a state, that's when the commotion started. And there will be no peace in the region as long as that illegal state exists. Now, this is not anti-Semitism. I'm just telling you.
The Semitic people were black people. So they're killing with that bullshit about we're anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. You're not even Samaritan.
They were Africans. There's no such thing in the middle as the Middle East. It's Africa. All of them Africa.
That's either Africa. That's either Northeast Africa or that's Southwest Asia. There's no natural divide line because the Suez Canal, that's man-made. So that's connected. And they always talk about the Middle East. I'm like, there's no such thing as the Middle East. Where's the Middle North? Where's the Middle South? Where's the Middle West?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, you know, if I can get you to believe that you are someone else, and if I can get you to believe that you came from somewhere else, I can move you for the rest of your
your natural life until you wake up.
Well, Dr. Kendrick Clark said whoever controls the images controls the people. And whoever
and
controls,
that's why
the
we,
controls the people as well. And this savage.
And that's why we create. And that's why, brother.
500 years.
And that's why we created the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead.
And see, they don't like our platforms. As even though we're using their tools to destroy them, so they don't like that.
Right. They shadow ban us to the utmost.
They don't want nothing about
we're showing us a lie because we're destroying their narrative. They're no longer running a narrative like they want us to go out and be caping for Israel or Palestine. Yeah. And it's like, no, neither one of these groups mean us any good. You see how they treat the black Palestinians out there. You see how they treat the black Israelis out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no love. The anti-black hatred is globally. It's not just in America.
Yeah.
It's global. And Israel, what we know now is Israel, because they keep thinking of the Bible, and it's like, no, that's not the same Israel. But this current
I don't view nothing about us in history. We're dealing with our story.
Right.
Right.
That's two different things. Our ancient story and history. Two different things. That's his stuff.
Yes.
Politics is his game.
Mm-hmm.
You stop playing another man's game, now you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You have
to
create your own game.
Right.
You start with all of them yourself, and once you get that, because the first thing that I was supposed to be taught when I went to elementary school is the art
of work.
Identity of my ancient story. Then I need to know the art of mating. I need to know the art of money. So when I get to second, third, fourth grade, I have knowledge to handle power.
Right.
Right.
That's what I was supposed to be taught, but I was not taught. I was taught away from it. I was told, you black guy, you got to get vaccinated. And I'm going to school. I'm leaving a total community that everybody in the community look like me. But when I get to the school, I'm getting booked with somebody else that I don't know a dog thing about. They had a book in there, Addison, Jerry, and Spot was a dog. And the only thing I could identify in the whole book was the spot that was on the dog because he was black. That's all I knew. No power there.
No power there.
Yeah.
So it's up to us to tell our own story because they're not going to do it. And we didn't take our kids out of public indoctrination centers, as Shabaka always so eloquently puts it, because they're all doing is indoctrinating our people with hatred of self.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Allowing
us
to have
they got to keep you discombobulated because you are on this land and this is your land. So we got prison complexes, they privately owned, and we're gunning you down in the streets. We're trying to eradicate you because you're waking up now to the fact that this is your land. This
that's
is not important.
That's why they keep bringing
out
woke. That's why they keep bringing out woke. That's why they keep saying it's a war on woke, and where you're at right now, the governor, talking about this is where woke goes to die.
Yeah, that Governor DePantis, he's a punk. I think he's a transvestite, wears women's clothes. That's why I'm calling him DePantis.
Yeah, but I'm not really surprised about Jim Crow buying one to send more money to Israel. Because that seems to be the case since I've been living. I'm sure that's been the case since you've been living, Shabaka, as well, and Chahaka.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the other one. Lady Chang, what are your thoughts on heightened creepy Joe Biden wanting to send $100 billion to Israel?
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
I think that we supported everybody but the people we live with but the people here. I think that it's gonna backfire. Everything he's doing is gonna backfire. And I think that the last thing we need, and they mentioned it today on the news, was somebody fucking with Taiwan. So they fuck with Taiwan.
Yeah.
That's three fucking things we got to take care of.
Well, there's been rumors of World War III.
World War III.
Oh, yeah, and then keep in mind the rumor of wars, disease, famine, starvation, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Disease, war, famine. Yeah, exactly.
So, going off a biblical sense, God's true chosen people are waking up, and we're saying, look, enough is enough of this shit, and now all hell is breaking loose. We've been welcoming
we've been welcoming
the collapse of racism, white supremacy. It has to go, along with Zionism and all the isms that come from that. But the main ism is racism, and that is the order of the day.
Racism is an institution, but I don't think a lot of us understand the definition.
It's more than just
what it really is. Racism, just like Claude Ellison said it was, is compatible, is a situation between two groups of people. When one group has so much more, they can disenfranchise another group.
We're the only ones, Chahaka Bay, that have been disenfranchised in this country. We are the only ones, Foundation of Black Americans, descendants of American chattel slavery, freedmen, are the only ones that have endured that, have to endure that for the past 1,200 years.
That's right, because this is your land. We got to keep you from knowing this is your land.
Right.
And otherwise, you say, well, wait a minute, hold on a minute. Here go your Bible back. Here go your Jesus back. Here's your woman back. I don't think I'll be needing her anymore. Because I don't need her. Here is everything that you've given me back to you. And what I'll do is I'll just go ahead on and just follow the teachings of my own ancestors and come into the knowledge of my own self. Instead of turning the other cheek, why don't, if you do something to me and one of my family, why don't I find out where you at and do what I got to do?
Right.
Here's your Bible.
I unshackle
myself from beliefs and start dealing with what I know for a fact, and I can prove there is no more fear. I'm not out there trying to wrestle with you. You doing an investigation and all that. You ain't going to have time. All I want to know is who you are and where you at. That's it.
Right.
Ain't no Jesus stopping me in this damn 30-06.
Right.
And then, too,
when we get this attitude, then things will change for you.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yeah. And then
my
the cold part about it
that,
is,
man.
Yes,
hell
sir.
Yeah. My grandparents taught me the same thing. My grandparents were Black Panthers and Garveyites.
My granddaddy used to haul moonshine. And what he would do was wait about 12 o'clock in the daytime, go get all the moonshine out of the house and tell me, boy, bring that box there with you. And then put it on the floor, put it on his feet. And he'd come out the house with a 44 Magnum with a 10.5-inch barrel and a 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun, put it on the seat, back out. Police parked down the street and head straight for him. Police back around the corner. He'd sell moonshine all day long, bring the money home, but nobody don't stop that car. So the sheriff down there say, that's Willie Moore. Say, here, Moore, don't stop that car. If you stop that car, he flashes, we can't stop it. 6'9", long hair, bloodshot, red eyes. And he didn't bring no liquor.
Right.
And
then also,
brothers.
and like I said, you know, this platform right here, you know, it is a B1 agenda, and we get shadow banned. And so, therefore, Mr. Bay, you know, because we're winding down here to our last 10 minutes, and I'm surprised one and only Sarge didn't come in.
We still got more topics. So is everybody stuck on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict? Because we got
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Cole, producer. Yeah. Handle the business, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, handle the business. All right. Okay.
Don't fight Morse now, you biting sexuals. We warned you in 2020, even before that.
Yeah.
Biden was no good for us. But y'all see,
exactly.
anybody, we just got to get Trump out. Trump has to go. So don't get Biden's remorse now in 2023
yeah.
going to 2024.
But you got no. them. Oh, and then.
And
then, too.
And the next topic is going to show exactly how shook they are. We got.
All right, let's hear it. Come on with it.
Gavin Newsom, will not, I repeat, will not be running for California Senator next year in 2024.
Who would not be running for Senator?
LaFonzia Butler.
Oh, yeah. So she's decided not to run. Okay, enlighten me on that one, man. Because as you know, Brother Chair, I've been on this road, man, going all up and down California, man, you know, and what have you, you know. So excuse me, folks. This is the first time that I've been out of it. That's why we got the co-executive producer here, Chair and Krumah. You know, it's because, you see, you gentlemen have something I no longer have, and that there is called youth, you see. And I cannot go, you know, before the Almighty. I cannot go before our ancestors, you know, holding my head high.
This is a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful thing for at least the past 7 years, because we were on other platforms
yes,
so, yes. Good. Shit. The new black media has been around for about 15 years.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
Some stones and crystals, some metaphysical stuff on black radio. And now we're on them tangibles. You want on?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially for us. So in regards to LaFonzia and Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, got the memo from the new black media, like, no, we're not going to get behind you. We're not going to get behind you. You don't represent us. You're not first. You're lesbian first. Because a lot of these mugs that identify as that.
Right.
They are...
The alphabetized agenda.
Yeah, they put that ahead of their race. So...
Yeah, and see, and that there, Brother Chet, if I might say, with me being an old bastard now, you know what I'm saying? And keep in mind, youngins, you live long enough, you could be up here losing half your teeth and eyesight going bad and everything as well, too. You'll see, but it's imperative.
Black Californians would get behind Barbara Lee. And Barbara Lee was like,
okay, well, see, now the thing about Barbara Lee is that she's the successor, you know, to Ron Dellums. And everybody knows over there who Ron Dellums was is because in the late 1960s, you know, he literally did put his ass on the line, you know what I'm saying, you know, for the upliftment of our people. You see what I mean? And this is why I believe that the city of Oakland is perhaps purposely being blighted is because I was through recently, Brother Chad. Yeah, they purposely are blighting that city. And the reason being is because of what started there 57 years ago. Now,
and all that fighting going on, just like they did here, when they started blighting Denver.
Yes, sir.
They came back later and bought up all the land, bought up all the property, and now they reside here.
Yeah, exactly. And then what they need to do in the city of Oakland, okay, now, you know, now this is...
Migration.
And I'm
one white flight, but there was several of them. And in the late 1800s, here in Denver, it was mainly white people occupying the land. With the natives, with the so-called natives, the $5 Indians, or whatever.
Okay.
Civilized tribes. Black people were restricted to one area of town, and that area of town is known as the Five Points, the Harlem of the West. And we couldn't live as that for shit until like the late 1960s, early 70s. It was a hella red line. Like every major city in this country has been majorly red line. Wherever you find us at, find red line in that. And Oregon, that whole state was redlined. If you were black, damn Oregon, the Western Territories, three territories, but they're bringing the slavery from the South with them, literally.
Exactly. Same thing with the gold rush in California as well, too, in 1849, you know what I mean?
long story
from what I understand,
this bride is not going to get our support. We're going to try to close and force another Kamala Harris in, and we're not going
right.
for it. The New Black Media and those that listen to the New Black Media, the signal boosters of the New Black Media, we're not having it.
Mm-hmm.
So now
exactly.
Gavin has to reconsider who he's going to pick.
Right, and then also too, I also want to talk about that bomb Larry Elders a little bit too.
Oh Lord, Larry Elders is a dropout already. Other day, but he's still in
okay.
it.
Okay, so Elders dropped out. Oh, okay, so Elders dropped out. Okay, that's great news.
No, I thought he did. It hasn't been confirmed yet, Shabaka. But Larry
Elders
definitely to drop out. His lawsuit is not going nowhere. They're not hearing
good.
Nothing. Pay Elders, even though you've been a radio
right.
host for 15 years, they're not hearing what
yeah,
you're saying.
Right.
And
yeah.
you just need to call it a wrap. Because they all raised their hand minus one at that first debate if they
right.
were in favor of Trump or not.
Right.
Trump, then y'all just need to all rally behind Trump and get Trump in because there's no reason for y'all to run. It's just straight up political theater, like, and it's not even good theater. It's horrible. Bad
yeah, exactly. In particular,
can I ask you guys a question, man?
Yes, sir.
What do you think would happen if they go ahead and elect a Speaker of the House? And
right.
Once they get that going, what do you think? How are we as a nation of people are going to benefit once they get that going? I know what they're trying to do by this, you know, the Russian thing and over there with Israel and all that. But what do you think would happen once they get the train running again in regards to us as a people? What's in your mind about that?
Okay, well, I'm thinking.
You got all this goddamn money to send overseas, send it back home.
Right.
Stimulus.
Exactly.
Package. I.e. cash reparations for foundational Black Americans, descendants of American chattel slavery. This isn't race-based reparations. This is lineage-based. And
right.
direct payments going like JFK is talking about doing now. Because before, the Democrats, they're avoiding reparations like the plague. We already know the Republicans ain't giving it no time of day. But the Democrats,
right.
we aren't giving it any time of day either. So the issue now is, should we get behind an independent candidate for president? And for the first time in our living memory, because it's happened before, but it was back in the 1800s, that a third-party
mm-hmm.
candidate won the presidency.
Who was that?
I can't remember his name. It was like around the time of the Whig Party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that there would be the late 1700s, early 1800s, I believe. And I don't have access, you know, to the database right now, Brother Che. But if you could pull that up, I do believe that there was a third-party candidate that did win at one time. You know what I'm
outside
saying?
Alaska.
It was who?
Outside of Alaska. Because Alaska, I believe, was an independent. And then,
Alaska at that time, I believe, I think Alaska was a territory at that time.
Yeah, it didn't become a state until late.
No, it became a state in 1959.
Yeah, that's late.
What is Kennedy doing?
You talking about our
Griff, Tahaka Bay? He wants now support cash direct payments to what we are classifying ourselves as. They're not classifying us as we are. Foundation
right.
of Black Americans, descendants of American chattel slavery, freedmen. Because freedmen,
mm-hmm.
you know about Reconstruction and the Freedmen's Bureau and the Freedmen's Bank. That money was stolen. And
yeah, by the Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve. So they got the money.
Okay,
every goddamn day, just pay what you owe. If you want our vote.
What I'm talking about now is the Kennedy that's running for president now. What is he up to, man?
Okay, so he just left the Democrats. He just left the Democrats. He's no longer running a Democratic candidate. He is now fully independent, even though many say, including myself, he's a Democrat at heart. So he's going to still be a Democrat. Yeah. But he's trying to get the upper edge on the Democrats because he sees the writing on the wall. He sees the tea leaves. Like, these black folks ain't playing. You see what they just did in Louisiana? And it's mighty ironic that he switched parties around that same time because he was running as a Democrat this whole time. He's been running, what, the past 6 months? Six, 7 months? Maybe longer than that. So when you run these campaigns, you got to start like a year or two prior if you're even going to have a chance. So he's been in there for a minute. He's seeing Marianne Williamson. I guess she might be gaining some support for her support for reparations. But she's talking that liberal shit, free education, jobs, housing. No, pay what the hell you owe. Our blood, sweat, and toil led to the domestic product of this country for centuries. We're not even talking the interest. Here at Frontline Campaign, Frontline Black News, which Shabaka's Black Experience enhances the division of Frontline Campaign, we're demanding $100 trillion. Past, present, and future atrocities have been brought against our people and continue to be brought against our people. Now, the dump, as in human shit, during his run...
And we want to make that perfectly clear.
...was actually... leaning that direction toward direct cash payments for us. And he got demeaned, Ice Cube got demeaned behind it because it came from his contract for Black America, the Platinum Plan. But yeah, they owe us more money than exists currently on the planet. But they could start with direct cash payments as throwing us a bone, like, hey, here, black people, we see you. We've been listening.
Right.
We see that this is what y'all are focused on. This is your main issue. So we're going to get behind it. But RFK seen that the Democrats are in support of it. So he thinks he's going to gain some leverage, him and Cornell, because now Cornell started to talk that same language. No, not direct cash payments. He was talking about free education and free housing. That's the Democratic. That's the Democratic.
I beg to differ. I'd love to argue that fact.
We can, but now is not the time. Now, the brother asked me about what was going on with him, so I'm trying to break it down. So that's what's going on with RFK, Chahaka Bay.
All right, now y'all got, because I see some stuff about them giving reparations out in California. How that's going?
That task was from beginning to end. First of all, it was. Of the 9 people on the board, on the panel that Gavin Newsom had appointed in 2020 with AB 3121, which was a reparations proposal for the state of California for African Americans. They had the language that from beginning to end it was sabotaged. So out of the 9 members, 2 or 3 of them ain't even black. The ones that were black weren't even all descendants of chattel slavery here in America. They might have been descendants of chattel slavery in the Caribbean, but they were not of the soil, if you will. So, and then fucking one of the members, he went with Kamala Harris to Ghana when they were on their tour of Ghana with the
Gory Ireland.
He fled the meeting, ditched the meeting, and went with Kamala Harris to Ghana. So I think it was Willie Brown, and then they had some shit in San Francisco where they were going to do $5 million to every black FBA in San Francisco. And they said that was too much. The NAACP chapter out there, and the dude that went with Kamala Harris, he's the head of that. So, like, the whole thing was sabotage. Me and Lady Tay, we've been following this since the beginning. And each one of the meetings, they had meetings up and down California. I wish me or Shabaka could have made it to these meetings, but they were going on from north to south. And finally, they came up with a 1,000-page report on the horrors of slavery in California. And Gavin Newsom has yet to sign it. I believe he's yet to sign it.
Yeah, but Newsom is avidly against the reparations. Yeah,
no,
Newsom is vehemently.
He flip flopped. He said initially he was against it, and then he got. Okay.
He said that first no, I went with that first no and never looked back. I said he committed political suicide. He said no, he played with the minds of black people. And black people working on reparations for damn near 2 years, trying to cultivate something perfect, or not even perfect, but damn near perfect, that is lineage-based, had everybody upset, trauma bonding, crying, and whatnot, and asking direct questions, had a whole task force meeting with maybe one or two actual foundational black Americans. The rest were tethers and motherfucking other than. And then he had the audacity to say, no. That first no, I went with that first no. It didn't matter what he said after that. I stopped listening. He said he admitted political motherfucking suicide. You need the black people in California. And now you're going to act like this. I don't give a fuck what he said after that. It's like the first no was the actual truth. He said no, or he had a whisper of no, and that whisper of no was like a game to me. He basically played with all foundational black Americans in California and got everybody all around the country all excited and happy and hoping that it was gonna happen, because once it happens in California or any of the major ports, like New York, Florida, whatever, the trend leaves. And no, he said no. And I was like, yeah, he committed political suicide.
He said no.
I wanted to gravitate to a higher position in life. He must have been content with just
being
the government.
And then a couple of days later said yes.
He said he would consider it. But after that, it didn't mean anything because he said no. That first answer was a truthful answer. And he couldn't do that.
Well, I don't put that all on Newsom. I put that down on the Democrats. That's been the whole
part of that.
But he's not... I'm talking about the upper echelon Democrats, the ones that
college.
This is Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Is that not upper echelon, cousin?
Yes.
Yeah, how much higher do you gotta get?
So that came down the shadow government. I mean,
Jesus Christ,
you can go down that rabbit hole.
You're just making excuses. He's a governor of California. Nancy Pelosi's motherfucking somewhere in their fucking
nephew
bloodline, and so that's upper echelon. That right there, it has power to say yay, nay, or fucking whatever. And so he said no. First was no. He played us for fools. He's talking about, you know, how many times were we there?
Yeah.
You calling in, I'm in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't feel like a fool after that?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm from California. Shabaka from California. Shabaka, did you call
us? Yeah. Okay, did I do what, Lady Chase?
That felt play?
No. Okay, I'm sorry, you faded out. Could you repeat that, please?
Lady Chase saying she feel played by Gavin Newsom. She said she's from California. You from California. Don't you feel played?
Oh, very much so. Oh, very much so. Very much so. Not only by Gavin Newsom, but also I feel played by Governor Jerry Brown. Also, too, feel played by Nancy Pelosi. Also feel played by Dianne Feinstein. You see what I mean? And what it is, as we all know, is that they're trying to push this agenda, man, you know, through artificial intelligence, you know, through this confusion and what have you, just like when they was having, what was that, there's a drag queen storybook hour in one of the school districts, I think it was either Fresno or what have you, and to find out that these individuals who was doing this had records for child abuse. Okay, yeah, they had...
Child molesters.
Yes. And that there is child endangerment.
Let me ask you a question. What is the in y'all opinion of the comparison between San Francisco and Atlanta, Georgia?
Oh, it's
yeah. Them rainbow flags, yeah. Them rainbow flags, yeah. Because I went through the ATL, man. And also, too, Brother Taharka, yeah, I did go through Florida, I did go through Georgia, and I did go through Louisiana. And in the ATL, man, I'm just looking at it, man. It was just incredible, man, of how they got all these men effeminized. And I'm like, wait a minute, man, San Francisco is 3,000 miles away, man. And I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia, and, I mean, this is where Dr. King had started at, where he was born. And look at the sacrifice that Dr. King made. I wonder how Dr. King would feel today if you had this alternative agenda. You know what I'm saying? You know, quote unquote, equivocating itself to the civil rights movement. Now keep in mind, is that Dr. King had a colleague. Who was it? His name was Bayard Rustin, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, and Bayard Rustin, from what I understand, and I am going to double check this fact, but I came up with some preliminary information a few years ago that he himself was arrested in the city of Pasadena, California, for lewd conduct with another man. You know what I'm saying? If you catch my drift, you see. Keep in mind that Pasadena, California, too, is where Jackie Robinson, the baseball player, was raised at. And prior to Mr. Robinson's passing in 1972, and he was only 53 years old when he had passed away, and he had stated that in 1947 he didn't have it made like he knew in 1919 he didn't have it made, and just like he knew in 1972 that he didn't have it made. You see what I mean? And the thing is about Jackie Robinson, you know, of all the hell that he went through, you know, trying to, where he broke the color line, you know, in Major League Baseball. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, since we were on the subject of sports a little bit, like there was this asshole who was...
No, the hell we not. No, we got to stay on topic. So, Tahaka Bay, that is what we are on in regards to RFK. And like I was saying, Cornel West.
Okay.
Has done an about face and that's now getting on code.
No, sir, that's
what the
a
new
lie.
Black media is
that's
talking
Jesse.
About and actively
yeah.
promoting.
That's a lie, Jesse. You're a liar. That's a lie.
That's not a lie. Cornel West.
He's lying. Since Cornel West started.
Let me ask your brother a question. Are you
yes,
you
sir.
Say you in Oakland? Are you in Oakland?
No. Out of Oakland. So Bacchus Prince Enhanced is based out of Oakland originally. And I'm in
right.
Denver, Colorado. I'm in, me and Lady Chair are in Denver and Aurora, Colorado. So we've been working with...
I got a brother that lives in Denver, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I ran for mayor.
Yeah.
Sir.
I'm from Los Angeles. I live in Denver, though.
Well, let me ask you something. Now, because we were talking about the governor, we were talking about the president and all this here.
Yeah, I ran for mayor. I ran for mayor, sir, and city council at large.
All right. What is the mayor of your town doing?
Nothing. Stealing our shit. That's what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. He's stealing our shit because I ran for mayor against this fool, and he just swooped in like the Great White Hope and took the whole thing. It was really really messed up how that went down. I'm still trying to come to grips with it, but he actually stole majority of his plan and ideas from my plan and my ideas, me and my lady's ideas, Lady Che and Kruma's ideas from flyers, because we were passing out flyers during the campaign. We started our campaign a year early.
So following the script and I'm gonna run for mayor. I need to know what my enemy is.
Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, he put in like $1 million into his campaign. Ultimately, it was about $15 million that was raised against me to keep me from being the next mayor of Denver, because we had just had a black mayor for 12 years, Hancoon. That's what we call him. His name is Hancock, but we call him Hancoon because he did nothing but coon it up and sell out the black community of Denver. So he didn't make it good for black candidates. So all the black candidates failed in our pursuit to run. And this white boy came in a runoff with the white girl.
I would say that it was intentional against you.
Oh, yeah, it was 15 million. I was the only black first candidate in the race.
Only
I was the only one that was a supporter of reparations from beginning to end. Majority of the policy and plans and the lingo, phrases, is in the lexicon, the public lexicon out here. They saying our terminology, like unhoused neighbors. We're the only ones that were saying that. Everybody else saying the homeless, the indigent, the destitute, the degenerate, whatever. We were like, no, they're unhoused. They're still part of the community.
You know,
and they don't care with that shit.
You know the difference between a horizontal issue and a vertical issue.
Yes.
So if you're dealing with vertical issues, then these are things that you can actually solve and get done. But when somebody comes at you with a horizontal issue, you have to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I see the brother's reasoning on that. That there is very, very sound reasoning. Okay, because the horizontal issue was going like a straight across, towards the vertical issue was going up and down. Am I correct in that there, Mr. Beck? Am I reasoning on that?
That is exactly right. Let's say me and you, man to man, between the two of us, we got $60,000. That's all we got.
Right. Right.
If somebody come to us and say, well, look, man, what we need to do with this kind of money we got, man, we need to just tackle the homeless problem in our city. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horizontal issue, man.
Gotcha.
$6,000, we spend that in less than 2 hours. But now
you're
when you're
right
talking
about
a vertical issue, that's something that we can actually get done. Like we got a situation right down the street where this brother done went in the backyard. He done pull up about an acre worth of collard greens and the okra and pull all the peaches and plums and stuff off the tree. And what he want to do is get out here on the streets and start selling so he can generate enough capital in order to finance our move to go to the next level and run it for mayor or governor, whatever we going to do. Now, that's what we can do. But when you start talking about a horizontal issue, now we're talking about something that we're going to need funding from the government, we're going to need funding from private enterprise in order to make a difference. That's a horizontal issue. Get off of that. Because people come to you, I mean, they'll paint a beautiful picture for you of a horizontal issue. Don't step in that.
Okay, so are you saying that reparations is a horizontal issue?
No. We're dealing with a vertical issue. We just need more space and more people that's going to benefit from it. That ain't going away. I told you, it's your land. Somebody else occupying it and getting it, they're blessing everybody but you. You go in your neighborhood, everybody in your neighborhood that got a convenience store with somebody.
Right. Los Angeles is an example of that.
So what you got to say, wait a minute, I need some troops, and we need to take the land back because they own your land. The bottom line is land.
Right.
You think that in your mind, if you could see, like I told you about my great-great-grandfather with all the trees and all this stuff. Now, we all got the same characteristics.
What?
You know, I got trees. I got pineapples, avocados, peaches, grapefruits, tangerines, all that growing in my yard because I got the same grandma.
Right.
The characteristics of my parents. My mama got the same thing. We get boxes and boxes of fruit.
Uh-huh.
Okra.
Yeah.
Growing 6 foot tall back then.
Uh-huh.
Because these are the characteristics of my people, and it's all
uh-huh.
happening on the land.
Uh-huh.
So you just be thinking in your mind about the land. That's the thing. The land. That's what it's about. You need to stop shooting each other. Get away from
right.
horizontal issues. Start dealing
mm-hmm.
with stuff that we can solve and
right.
achieve so we can put a notch on our belt and say, well, look, this is what I did on 25th Street. Or this is what I did
right.
on Market Street. It ain't big,
yeah.
right.
it ain't gigantic, but we started and we finished it, and this is my offer I got to put on the table. You don't want to go
mm-hmm.
nowhere to my, well, I tried to solve the homeless situation in Denver, Colorado. I tried to feed the homeless over here, and I tried to do this. We don't want no try. We want to start and finish.
Right. Well, yeah, I was already doing that work before I even ran for office, but yeah, I hear what you're saying. So this
yeah.
morning, so he talking about he want to house 1,000 people by the end of the year. We got 6 weeks before the end of the year, damn near. Yeah, 6 weeks.
Right.
Six, or is it eight?
No. It's more like about 10 because you still got 4 weeks in November, 4 weeks in December. So that's eight, and I think we got about 2 weeks left or about 10 days left here in October.
Yeah, 31 days.
Yeah, so
days.
Basically we got – Yeah. So you got like 71 days left in the year.
Okay, so we got 71 days to house 1,000 people.
Yeah, 71 days. And you all are getting ready to go into your winter mode if you're not in it already. You know what I mean?
Not
so
shelter.
So it seems to me. Exactly.
You see. Gary, tell them whether it's going to be a horizontal situation or a vertical situation. That comes first.
Right.
Let me ask you all one more question, man.
Yes, sir.
I think we had a pretty good show, man, talking about the thing that we did. And what I usually do is I convert because I run a blog talk show on Morris Talk Live 100, but I've been off for a while. I've been doing videos and throwing them up. But would
okay.
it be all right with you if I convert this into a video and throw it up on YouTube, or what you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then please post it on our like page of Shabaka's Black Expanse Enhanced, too. And please like and subscribe to our like page, Shabaka's Black Expanse Enhanced, because that is where we put all the information up on our upcoming shows and what have you, you know, where we interact with people. And we are still reaching out to Dr. Joyce DeGruy. We also, too, got Rosa Sparks that we got to schedule a show for. You know, she's an influencer there on the Tweety Birds, you know what I mean?
Running for Attorney General?
Yeah, no, Dr. Truth Bay. No, she's running for Lieutenant Governor in 2026. So definitely a shout out there, you know, to Dr. Bay. You know, she drops a great deal of knowledge. She is a lawyer in California. She's based out of Los Angeles. So more power to her. And yes, I would love to see Dr. Bay be the Lieutenant Governor of California, although I'm no longer a resident there, but I still want my reparations checks there because a lot of my blood have sweated there. As many times I've been unjustly pulled over by the LAPD, Oakland PD, San Francisco PD, and what have you, and didn't have to put up there with all that alphabetized crap and what have you. And then also, too, they need in the state of Florida, they need to launch a recall against the panties. And I'm saying, Governor, the panties, that you wear women's underwear, and I'm calling you a transvestite. So that's why I'm saying the panties, okay? He does not know what he is talking about. He is regurgitating a bunch of hateful-ass bullshit that has been going on down here against our people ever since that we was brought to these shores. But however, Brother Che and myself, we're going to have a discussion about the FBA, okay? Because like I said, yeah, because...
We got I'm in the chat, and we got our troll here.
Oh, what's the troll saying? Yeah, we welcome all our hate mail. Yeah. What's this individual stating? What is this hate mail?
It's these be wise ass serpents. And he says,
oh yeah, that's the guy.
Came to the foundation of Black American descendants of American child slavery. Freedmen, laughing my ass off. You niggas always want something for free. Y'all been getting handouts since day one. Be wise.
Okay, well, first place. Okay.
You need to come out of that sad-ass mentality.
Is that in the chat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that charity.
Okay. So yeah, please respond to the chat. Okay, all right. So please respond in the chat. Okay. Okay, and our response to him. Okay, and our response to him is that he needs to go put him on some pink panties. He needs to go put him on a blonde wig, and he needs to go put on some rain.
Dumb as they come.
Yeah, you stupid.
Cockazoid has mind fucked you weak niggas. Got you niggas believing y'all slaves.
You stupid.
And
you can't even get on the phone and say any of that.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, like I said.
I'm going to call in.
Yeah, you can't call in. You can't say that on the phone.
His ass is welcome to call in. And he knows that he will get on. On this right here. And tell them we welcome all our hate mail in the chat room. You know, we appreciate our hate mail. And the reason why we welcome our hate mail, because that's how we know we're getting somewhere.
Okay. And market. I mean, your fucking bloodline probably come from your daddy. Yo, punk ass motherfucker. Y'all should get on the phone. And they're typing it in. It takes more to type in than it did to call on the phone to tell everybody what you thought. You know what I mean? Because the phone line is open. But you can't do that because you old cowardly fucking schoolgirl can't even get on the phone and say this shit, so you gotta type it out so you can formulate your words right, because you couldn't handle this heat over here. But you wanna talk about sad Negroes and da-da-da-da-da. You know who's a sad Negro? It's probably your mama and your dad. They probably really sad because you. Because you old retarded-ass motherfucker has to be up in the chat talking all that motherfucking shit, but you can't call up on the fucking phone. You don't want none of this shit.
And so the number to call. And the number to call.
Probably like your dad. Probably ugly and stupid like your dad. How about that?
It's a troll. You know, we're getting somewhere. We got.
Are you probably white pretending you black and over there talking shit? Like you ain't got the balls to call in because we're probably figuring out you're a tether or an anchor or some sort of foreign ass individual, but you sure as hell ain't FBA and you sure as hell want some fucking reparations. So stop talking that shit. We don't need you anyway. You would be left behind to babysit migrants. And motherfucking coons, you old fucking bed waste, fucking butt-throwing-ass individual.
Hold on.
I apologize, brother.
I put my phone number down there in the chat room, man. One of y'all call me, man, so we get this stuff set up here.
Okay, so we got to close it out. We got to go into overtime.
Okay, all righty, okay. That way we know we're getting somewhere. Yeah, that way we know we're getting somewhere. Okay. And we're surprised that, and we're also going to let it be known that Sarge went AWOL on us again. You know what I'm saying? And I think we're going to charge Sarge with desertion. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to charge that. Yeah. And Sarge knows. Yeah. So we're going to have to court-martial Sarge, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to court-martial Sarge. Okay, but also, too, since, this is our grand rising, okay, we're going to start our closing comments right now, and I'm going to go first. First of all, huh?
Carry on. I'm going to be talking shit in the background a little low-key.
Okay, well, first place, we definitely appreciate Mr. Bay, you know, for calling in and joining us on a conversation of the great knowledge that he has dropped. You know, we also, too, we appreciate our haters and the troll out there. We laugh at you, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you could go join runs the panties and y'all know where one clothes is. Yeah, we're in overtime now. Okay, and those are my closing comments. So the trolls, just like the governor of Florida, they can go on there and put on their pink underwear together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what's your thoughts on the dump as in human shit case in Georgia?
Oh, hopefully the bastard will be convicted. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he is convicted. Also, too, I appreciate the judge of holding her ground against him.
Oh, you're
you
talking
know what
about
I mean?
Mammy Fanny?
No, Judge Chuck King, the one who's providing over the case in Georgia against him, I believe.
Fanny Willis.
I'm just saying, that brought a big ass hand.
Yeah, and she has been, you know, having some issues, you know.
Yeah,
the attorney general down there, or the one that's bringing the charges against the dump as in human shit.
Yeah, James.
So, you know, they're trying to cause her some difficulties and what have you, and things of that nature right there, you see. But it's just, as you said, Brother Chet, is that, you know, the RWS is showing its true colors. And like Malcolm said, I'd much rather deal with the wolves than the sheep in wolf's clothing.
Right. He warned us about them demo rats a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean to say the wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah. So I'd much rather deal with the wolf as opposed
that's to
the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because that way there, you know what you're dealing with. It's the direct, you know, just like the panties in Florida. Stating how he honestly feels, just like the dump, as in human shit, stating how he honestly feels. And there's an old saying from South Central Los Angeles, which is never apologize for how you honestly feel. You know what I'm saying? You know? And most definitely we appreciate Mr. Taharka Bay, you know, for joining us. And Mr. Bay.
Another one. You need to check him because he's making that brand look really bad. On Morris World TV, he's really making it look bad, Taharka. That's a whole nother
subject. I want y'all to take my number down after the broadcast, Google.
Yeah, I log on.
Call and hook you up and get you up there and put this out there. Dude, we did good today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and definitely appreciate that. And then keep in mind, you know, it's been a rough road, you know, getting this podcast up and keeping it running. And then, of course, you know, all our respect to the memory of the one and only Mad Dr. D. Mad Dr. D, this platform would not have existed. So definitely may he rest in power and whatnot. And then also, too, Sarge, we're charging you with desertion. You cannot handle the heat here, Sarge. You know, and although Sarge is real red, is because one thing about Sarge, okay, although I disagree with 90% of the stuff that Sarge says, is Sarge keeps us on our toes. And then I was on the road there on Tuesday night.
Tahaka, do you know Sarge?
Well, I don't know him by that name.
but I'm sure, Mr. Bay, that you heard him before, man, because he's all over blog talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's all over. No, we're quite familiar with Pianki. Yeah, we're quite familiar with Pianki, you know what I'm saying?
Even though last time he did call in, he was respectful. I will give him that.
Yeah, but he gets an apology and move on. And he can't look at
I have to listen to him.
You probably can't do no wrong. You can't just let it go.
Pianki been making his rounds. He be on all the radio shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be making our rounds as well, too. You see what I'm saying? And this is why we appreciate the hatred off of Joe Gibson's platform and what have you, you know what I mean? And then keep in mind that we want to be And then also, too, we want to make it very, very perfectly clear is because we appreciate Brother Warren. Of how Brother Warren humiliated Joe Gibson on his show is because Joe Gibson is going to try to throw some salt on Brother Warren on our platform, and I told him we wasn't having it. You know, we respect Brother Warren. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then most definitely, we always want to give a shout out there to the chairman of the board of Montgomery for the great work that he had put in. And it's very, very interesting, folks, as we've stated on this platform before, is that the chair, the folding chair, is a multi-purpose device. You could sit down and rest your ass when you're tired, and then you could fold it up and use it to whoop some ass to defend yourself. You see what I mean? So we definitely appreciated it, all the Kens and Karens getting smashed. Down there in Montgomery, Alabama, where my ancestors slaved at, you know what I'm saying? And so,
Absolutely.
You see, it's because, you know, they went and attacked that young black man, the man who was doing his job that threw up the hat, and it was on. And then the one who I want to give the shout out to is Aquaman, you know, the young brother, you know what I'm saying, that dove off of the boat, swam through the waters. Yeah, and went over there, and ain't no telling what was in that water that young man had risked his life for to preserve, you know, that other brother. And so then, of course, too, we appreciate Stephanie Mills, who was giving a benefit concert, from what I understand, with all the proceeds going to the defense funds, you know, of those brothers right there that defended themselves. Yes, sir. And then the cold part about it is, you see, as long as we are killing each other, black family, we're okay. As long as you're going out there, black men degrading our women and black women degrading black men in the eyes of white America, we're okay. It was time to reverse that process. You see what I mean? It's time to, as Dr. Marimba Ani had stated, you know, it's time to deal with this Ma'afa, a disaster so bad that it is beyond description. Exactly. And then, of course, as we all know, that Dr. Marimba Ani was a student of the one and only great Dr. John Henry Clark. And Dr. Clark had made this statement here, and I give it to Dr. Clark. He only debates with his equals and all others that he teaches. So we appreciate the legacy of Dr. John Henry Clark. Okay, Larry Elders.
He said, you want a friend? Look in the mirror. That's your friend.
Okay, John Henry Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have no friends, no allies.
Exactly. You know, all we got is each other, and we're all we got. You see, now, and keep in mind, and I'm sure Mr. Bay will agree with us, is that they hate us is because they cannot be us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, how you going
to
hate and admire at the same time?
Right.
It just means you're scared because I might pull out something out of my pants and your wife will see it, and then he put you out of the house and then go to the beach and lay out in the sun trying to look like me. This is amazing.
Exactly.
I never saw the man. You all the sim down here, man. I had one. Me and my girl were standing in line, and she was up and down the walkway and stuff. And half of her body was tan, and the other half wasn't. She said, "Well, I'm going to show y'all what I got down below.
But upstairs,
the light on, but ain't nobody home."
Dang.
I'm like, "Well, okay, why don't you go let it go? Get in there in the shade and forget about all this right here because you can't be up."
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know,
and And then also, too, Mr. Bay, is that I did put an invite to Joe Gibson to come out here to Las Vegas, Nevada, man, say next June when it's about 118 degrees.
He's got tagged in notes about it. He'll be listening to the playback.
Yeah, and but he's got to leave his sunscreen at home, see? Yeah, he's got to leave his sunscreen at home. And I will prove to you in about 15 minutes of how we are not the same. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm not a Muslim. Mm-hmm. But I don't find no fault in the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. But you know what he said one day?
What's that?
I'm going to ask the brothers a question. This just for the brothers. Mm-hmm. Y'all brothers out there that want to date and marry white women. My question for you is this. What do you need for fuck? And silence went all the way across the room. I was waiting to hear an answer from somebody, but nobody answered.
Well, see, there's no argument with undisputed truth. You see what I'm saying? There's no argument with undisputed. Yeah, see, there's no argument with undisputed truth.
Yeah. So, Huckleberry, were you at the Million Man March?
No, I couldn't get down there because we were shaking and moving down here in Florida.
Okay.
I had a struggle. I couldn't get there.
Yeah, and I remember the day it happened. And I remember the day it happened when they had the Million Man March in 1995. And I think I was around your age, Brother Check. And
yeah,
one of the NOI brothers, yeah, and one of the NOI brothers came up there and said, hey, man, you know, we're having a Million Man March. And I laughed at it. And then after they had it, I had to go to the same NOI brother and say, sir, hey, accept my most humble apologies, you know, and I respect, you know, what that brother did that day. You know what I mean? And I really did. And keep in mind, and from what I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, there was not one fight. There was not one arrest. And then I believe that after it had ended is that the brothers had cleaned up the park right there. And then people were reaching out to one another. Well, hey, man, I'm from Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got a spot for you right here by Maryland.
I understand that was major pamphlets and material that was cultivated at that event, but and none of this stuff has been implemented. It's been almost 30 years.
But what it is.
The thing is, what happened with the Million Man March has actually somewhat happened before. Well, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Jack Johnson.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are we familiar
with
him?
White folks put in the newspaper, top newspaper they had. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this thing happened in Colorado. If I'm not mistaken,
No, it was the Reno.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Whoa. You're talking about the July 4th, 1910?
Yeah, the biggest.
That's Reno, Nevada. Yes, sir, that's Reno, Nevada.
Whoever win this fight will be the man in America. And Jack whooped it and had to follow him all over the world in order to get him a match. And he wouldn't try to get him to go down to the basement for a private one. He said, no, I want this him to be public. We ain't in the private. Everybody going to see me not good. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was over with. And Susan was excited, and they were leaving the stand and happy. Man, these white folks, they was
on a lynching spree.
No, they did. Yeah, they did go on a lynching campaign all across the nation, from California all the way to St. Louis, Missouri, but also, too, to find out that there was a lot of brothers who had retaliated and got inspired by Mr. Johnson's speech and had put some work in. You see what I'm saying? That's the part that they don't want to tell you. You see what I'm saying? And then, too.
World War I, too.
Oh, yes, sir. And then, too, keep in mind, too, is that you remember the situation that happened up there in Michigan a couple of years back, Brother Che, where those white farmers went up there.
The governor.
When they went up there and told the governor to open up the state house, you know what I'm saying? And then what had happened was that they had had some women who were black legislators there in Michigan, and their lives were spreading. So the brethren has stepped up and says, well, you know, she's got her security, but ma'am, we're going to provide security for you. And nobody touched that woman. And this is the sister who is a legislator right there. See, so just like what happened there in Montgomery, you know, the riverboat incident, like what Mr. Johnson did in 1910. Okay, just like what Mr. Ali did in 1964, okay, the same thing, and where he repeated the same fate in 1974, yes, it is where he had stated that, hey, man, you know, we need our own everything. You know, we need our own nation, we need our own grocery stores, we need our own industrial factories to provide, to put our people to work. We need our own educational systems and bombs like Ward Connolly.
Well, we have that, and we gave it all up for integration.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was a mistake. And then the biggest mistake,
as the older sister had told me, Brother Che, and I think I was a little bit younger than you. And so this would be the 1990s. The older sister had told me that when Gloria Steinem came out with that Ms. magazine and that women's liberation movement, that was not an issue for black women. It's because, see, black women already had commanded power. She still does to this day in the household, in the community. And then keep in mind, the black woman on the continent of Cuba line, you know, she used to walk with the lioness. She used to walk with the critters. You see what I'm saying? All the critters of all of life had radiated to her. And Sister Bianca, you know, has a great deal of knowledge on that, and I hope that she's doing well, you know, because she got the new little grandbaby, Miss Divinity, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. So Sister Bianca had related a lot of knowledge on that about the power of the black woman. You see what I mean? This is why she's the most desired woman on earth. You see what I mean? But however,
she has something that no other woman on the planet has.
Right.
She has the DNA that within her, no other woman on earth ain't got this. Number her.
Right.
She has the DNA to produce any species on the planet. No other woman on this planet has that but her.
Right.
She's the only one. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to manufacture some stuff through artificial intelligence and all that right there. With this thing, it's going to blow up. It's going to be a major, major situation. And that's why we got to get our stuff together. We ain't got but one piece of magic left, in my personal opinion. If you want to see magic, that is to grow your own food.
Yeah.
And when they shut down stuff, if stuff gets shut down, your children, your grandchildren have some hope.
Right.
Exactly.
We need our own food carriers. We need our own grocery stores. We need our own. We don't have a food carrier.
All of that.
We should have
all of that.
To the mama land, as we've been taught, for food.
Exactly. And then keep in mind, though, too, is that Africa is still kicking out all these resources. You see what I'm saying? You know, that high technology uses. Now, this is why I appreciate what they did over there in Nigeria by kicking out the French. And this is why I appreciate what they did over there in Uganda.
It wasn't just Nigeria, it was several of those.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. But the one that solidified it all is when the president of Uganda, President Museveni, he was approached by the U.S., and they told him, well, if you don't indulge this alphabetized agenda, we'll cut off your aid. And Museveni said, hey, man, check this out. Here's your shit. Get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
So, for your closing, Shabaka? Kahaka, would you like to give your closing? And we'll go Lady Che and then myself because we're in serious overtime now.
My phone number down in the chat room, 904.
Yeah, I got you. I wrote it all down. I log all the shows.
Okay. So when we get off of here, y'all going on and call me. And I'm right here on the computer stuff. I answer the call, and then I'll show you what I'm
going
to do.
When are you going your next show?
Well, I'm going to be on tomorrow night, but I'm going to be on somebody else's show at 7 o'clock and be on Shedding Light with Leona. She's trying to find out about the Moors and all this stuff. And I, on the first broadcast that we done already done, I put the Supreme Mathematics down that we had in Atlantis and in Egypt. And so now I'm going to go into the actual Moorish occupation of Spain, and then we'll come to America, and I'll show you right here in America how we shaking and moving and all the stuff that's going on here all over this country that you never know about. Because right here where I live at, 40 miles off the coast in the Atlantic Ocean, is a 400-foot-high pyramid, and you can't build a pyramid underwater yet. They're building on dry ground. But that's a whole different broadcast, and I'm going to show you how it's done.
Yes, sir, and do let me say this here, too, Brother Taharka, and thank you so very much for coming. I was in your state, and do you know, man, I went to Daytona Beach, man, and I did not have a chance to go see the Atlantic Ocean because I had wanted to see the Atlantic Ocean, you know, to hear the spirit of the ancestors, you know, as they traveled across right there.
If you were in Daytona,
you
had
to go east. You come down here, you go down to Miami, and you go to South Beach.
Yeah, I've been
there. About 4 years ago, it took you about $6 a pop. And you can walk up on the horizon. All you, Mike Tyson and them to be down here, the Kardashians, George Clooney, let's see, who else, everybody, George Foreman, his big fat behind. everybody be down here, and then you got John Travolta and them. They got houses and stuff. They got houses and streets where you if you got a car, you can pull your car in and park in your house. But all the houses down here in this area here, down here in Daytona, is a special area you go to where you can pull a B-52 bomber airplane out, taxi down the street and take off in an airport, private airport, and just go on over there with Pablo Escobar and them, drop all the heroin and cocaine you want, all that down here. Man, wow. I'm telling you. Then you go to Florida City, which is out the back door of Miami, and at the front door of Key West, where you got fish down here, you don't even know the name of them. You got plants and trees and stuff. When you see it, the only place you ever see it is on the continent of Africa, right down up here.
That's you, Tahaka? You got to have a back course.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's me. Hold on.
Okay, it's gone. Hello?
Well, all of that stuff is right down here, but they don't, you got places that they don't tell you about.
Yeah.
That is here that you can see for yourself. The continent of Atlantis, which is more like an island to me, but it was off the coast of the United States right there in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean because it was a time when there was no Atlantic Ocean. And the majority of the people that look like us outnumbered the Spaniards and Europeans with about 300-1 down in Brazil. And whatever you do, don't go to Brazil without your wife, because if you ever do that, when you come back home, the only thing you're going to want is a divorce. I'm trying to tell you about all of the secret stuff down up in these waters. And but the only thing is you discover that all the so-called dinosaur fossils they found all over the United States. The only thing you're going to find out here in Florida is ancient relics is seashells, which means there was a time when Florida was on the underwater and Atlantis was up. And when Atlantis rise again, we'll go back from whence we came.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then also, too, Brother Tahaka, out here in the West, man, that they call the desert, that I mean the Great Basin, all of this was underwater at one time as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, when Lemuria went down, it got a splash. And that created, when the continents buckled, that created the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah.
And you had the Queen Khalifa in California. He was there. And then over here on the eastern seaboard, we had the King of Cuba. But the majority of us was already here. We didn't come here on no slave ships. We was already here, and there's a desperate fight on land to even pay somebody credit for being you, calling them Indians.
Okay.
You know, damn Indians.
Now, okay, let me ask you this here, though. Now, I got to ask this question here, and you know where I'm going to, Brother Jack. Okay, now, they say that we was already here, right? Okay. Now, I passed through Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Idaho, right? And I came across a lot of the Native American, of the Nez Perce, what have you, Blackfoot, what have you up there in Montana. But one thing, the missing link, in my opinion, is that none of these women who are referred to as American Indians do not have the curvature of the black woman from the continent. Now, there's a missing link right there. So now, somebody please enlighten me on that.
Well, let me go ahead, bro.
There's a lot of $5 Indians running around up there in them hills.
Okay.
Native American aren't even Native American. Anybody is Native.
Okay.
Us, like you said, we've been here thousands of years.
What we had to look at is when you say Native, we are talking about the people that the Phoenicians bought over here on this land. And when the United States government asked them, y'all always been here. You've been here for hundreds of years. But who built the mounds in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
And they told us that it was here when we got here. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that tells me that someone else supersedes you. So when you go down to the Philippines, you will... any type of broadcasting, a media, a newspaper, you always see the white-skinned people calling themselves Filipinos. When you go to that land, just tell them, say, I want to see the black people, black Filipinos, and they will take you to an area where it's not broadcasted, they ain't got no media coverage, they ain't got nothing. And you got brothers down there, and same thing in the Caribbean and Jamaica. They'll tell you, say, well, look, we didn't come here on no slave ship. We always been here all the time. Mm-hmm. What has happened to us is we have been written out of the respectable commentary of his story. That's why we got to create our story so we can tell the truth. About the fact that we didn't come here from nowhere else. We've always been here. Now, they had pockets of people that were kidnapped from certain places in Africa and bought here and sold, but the bulk of what's called slavery went like this. They'll kidnap you from Chicago and sell you in Alabama. They'll kidnap you from Alabama and sell you in New York City. They'll kidnap you from Miami and sell you in Los Angeles. This is how this thing is going, because if you look at the first thing you got to do is look at the international dateline. The second thing you got to do is deal with the dateline from east to west and north to south, and you discover that this thing, first of all, they lied about how long it lasted. They lied about the fact that we had ships, one of them damn ships. They lied about you came from Africa and they brought over here, but when the Africans start asking their people about, tell us about the thing about slavery and stuff, and they say we don't have any records of no shit ever happening.
So now we have to do
an investigation on who said what and when. It's very, very important. And then what they done, what the United States done, is they shut down and closed off all of the white scholars who was telling the truth so they can maintain control of 1492 of their manifest destiny, which means that this day, now that we have shut down the Moors in Spain and drove them out of Spain, we can now officially create a manifest destiny, which means we're going to move forward in the history of our ancient story, telling what we want to be told and remove any information about your appearance in Missouri, your appearance in Texas, your appearance in Mexico, there ain't no such thing as no damn Mexico, your appearance in South America, Brazil, and the fact that Peru and 95% of what they told you happened in your Bible didn't happen there in Africa, it happened in the Americas.
Okay.
Now, I know this is quite shocking. So anytime you hear, if you read your Bible, anytime you hear about corn, somebody giving somebody corn that you eat, the only place on earth that corn grew was in the Americas. Africa is enjoying over 640 crops, food crops a day. And out of that 640, 600 of them come from the Americas. They have covered up your history or your ancient story in this hemisphere because they cannot let you know that this is your land. You didn't come from someplace else. You have always been here. It's over the land.
Okay. Thank you for that.
The only reason I'm saying this to you is because this is what I can prove beyond any shadow of a doubt. Go look up, just type in the Google Louis Agassiz. And he's going to tell you the first waters after the collapse of Lemuria and after the collapse of the Atlantis, America was the first landmass that rose. Europeans didn't come here because they were looking for a new land. They came here because they ain't had no clothes on and they had need something to eat. They were starving to death and they bought all their diseases after the bubonic plague.
Yep.
Well, the bubonic plague wiped out half of Europe.
That's right. And the reason why is because they removed the Moors from Spain. Go read Stanley Lane Poole, The Moors in Spain. That's all you got to do. You got to get the time sequence of events right.
Right.
You got to deal with people, places, and events.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to deal with. You do people, places, and events. You deal with the time sequence. And you want to know where Jerusalem at? Go to Peru. They done turn this thing upside down, man. All you got to do is read Horace Butler, When Rocks Cry, he broke loose. That when white folks start running, they said, wait a minute, they wake that up. He can't. Y'all published that book, John G. Jackson tried to publish his book, and they told him, say, well, look, you got to remove the word more and put in the word Negro Otherwise, we're not going to allow you to publish your books in the United States.
Mm. Mm. So, in other words, censorship.
That's right. Because, see, if okay. we're creating Manifest Destiny, which means from 1494, 1492 going forward into time, we mm-hmm. got to cut off any information about
right.
the past.
Right.
And so then okay. they jumped up and created all of the schools and colleges and universities and led you to believe that you're getting them an education. You cannot, they cannot afford to educate you, because if they give you correct information about an education, they can no longer rule over you. You can't, mm-hmm. you can't, I can't tell you who you are. I can't tell you that this is your land and you have always been here and you didn't come from somewhere else. And everybody know we ain't put one and one together yet. Everybody will tell you Christopher Columbus never did set foot on the North American continent. He went down there in the island where we was already at.
Yeah.
And started kidnapping people down there and taking them over to another island, dropping them off to Haiti and all this. You know what? First of all, they had no damn ships. Excuse me. One, no ships. No ship wasn't invented.
Okay, but to Harker. But you see, but we did all the innovation, man, on navigation, man. We did the innovation on mathematics. You know, this is what Professor George G.M. James states in his Stolen Legacy. And this is why when we get idiots like Pianchi and what have you, Joe Gibson, whatnot, you know, we pay them no mind. We let them dwell in their own ignorance. But however, making this closing statement right here is that we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time, the 10 minutes ago. Ladies and gentlemen, that you have just witnessed right here, the knowledge that has been dropped, feel free to hit us with your hate mail. You know, follow us on Tweety Bird at Shabaka, capital EXP. Yeah. So the board calls it X now, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did change his name. Yeah, that's right. And then to find out, man, to show you just how sinister Musk is, man, he went and built the X on the Tweety Bird, man, illegally in the city of San Francisco. Had to go over there, man, and hit him with some fines, man, that he's violating the building code. But what did he say, man? This dude is a multi-trillionaire. So he just went on there, you know, went over there. Yeah.
There's no trillionaires yet.
And then keep in mind is that San Francisco City Hall, man, is only like about five blocks away from him, Brother Che. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure he sent one of his scrubs over there with some bribe money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so rubber stamped his paperwork. And then, you know, and I'm sure he had to cruise back out there, man, in less than 2 hours. He probably gave him an extended lunch, man.
Recruiting.
Is that the same week that he did what now?
That he was down at the border, at the U.S.-Mexico border, recruiting people to work for him.
Oh, yeah, I believe so, yeah, because you do know, man, what he did with his influencers of Twitter in Africa, right?
What
he fired them.
He fired a bunch of people.
Yeah. And I believe that they were like out of East Africa. I think it was either Uganda or the next nation north of there, because I don't have a map in front of me, man. But it was definitely out of East Africa. And then he went on and fired them. But one thing, now I got to ask Brother Taharka this here. Okay, Mr. Bay, you still with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Yes, sir. Okay. Why is it, man, that when I see these women from Ethiopia, why are they so hypnotically beautiful? It's because in Oakland, California, you do have a huge Ethiopian population. And I was speaking to an elder there, you know, who was from there, and he told me it's the blessing from God, number one. Two, it's the water. And then on top of it as well, too, like where we argue with Pianchi with his ignorance, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. I find them a joke, actually. Yeah, you can tell them I said it. Okay, and I do approve of...
Pianchi, you know, I'm going to tell you something now.
Yeah.
Pianchi is a millionaire. And Pianchi, he be He has traveled all over the world and stuff. Pianki called me every day. And what Pianki wants is someone to give him a platform so he can get here and steal what he knows that he has picked up. But I think
Tell you what, Mr. Bay. And then, Brother Che, you would have to approve this, and we're saying this here on air. If Pianki is looking for a platform where he can come on to, what he has to do is drop $2 million here on this platform right here, and we will give that fool his own show. And he ain't got to worry about these piping and nothing. All he got to do is break the bread, and we will give Pianki his whole platform right here. And we will put a disclaimer. We do not agree with this man, but we do not take nothing away from this man. It's because Pianki is intelligent, okay? And sad news that I had to give Pianki, Mr. Bay, and you're going to love this right here. And Shelly, I'm going to go and give him the sad news, Brother Jay, okay, Mr. Bay. On my research, okay, Pianki and Shabaka were brothers in Kemet. You know what I'm saying? That's sad news. Yeah, that's sad news, that Pianki and Shabaka were brothers. And the source of this here is from the one and only Mr. Lerone Bennett, you know, who is a major contributor, you know, to Ebony Magazine and Johnson Publications, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I got it.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then, too, so like I said, man, you know, I tried to tell Pianki this, man, you know, he was disappointed. I know he was, and I was beyond disappointed. I was downright devastated, you know, because I appreciate any black man, you know, dropping the name of the rape and slave trade and pedophile, you know what I'm saying, and I will always refer to him as Pianki on that, but I tried to apologize to him. He didn't want to hear it, so this is why I tell Pianki that he can kiss my ass. But however, if he drops $1 million on his platform, $2 million. That's right, $2 million, and then we'll be, and then he could have his own platform on Shabaka's Black Expanse Enhanced, but he will have to sign the disclaimer, which would be as follows, that he, Pianki, does not represent any of the ideas of Shabaka's Black Expanse Enhanced, but however, is that he is a guest host right here because he paid his dues. You know what I'm saying? If he don't speak for this platform, and he could speak freely all he wants, even with his ignorance, even with his miseducation, and what have you. Now, another thing, too, there was a dude I had as a friend on Facebook, and I'm not going to say his name, okay? And I had to unfriend this dude, and it wasn't Pianki. It was a dude who was a black entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, and he did this and did that, and he was crumb bumming on me, man, how will you black people don't want to work and all that, and he says, well, man, I own 4 liquor stores. I says, wait a minute, man, you own 4, what? He said, liquor stores. I said, oh, so you sell poison to our people. So let me go on there and block you immediately. Now, if you was doing something for the kids, man, or having some type of engineering programs or what have you, man, great, beautiful, man. Oh, but you selling poison into our community, man. So you know, you just like, you know, a damn dope pusher, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, selling alcohol to our people, man, that's destructive. You're not selling nothing, you know, constructive. You know what I'm saying? You're not having no martial arts classes where young women can go up there and defend themselves. You ain't having nothing, man, you know, for our youth to develop the sciences and technologies and what have you. And then you want to be all-inclusive with these Caucasoid individuals. And at the time we were building the pyramids, man, they were living in caves eating raw meat and didn't even know how to wash their funky assets. Yes.
Well, we gonna drop all that information tomorrow. I'm gonna drop a portion of it. But Pianki, back to Pianki. He's Pianki. What I find out, because I have been trying to analyze the brother, because you know me and Dr. Walter Williams, we used to be going on until he ran this course. He told us everything we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And but Pianki. I suspect, I never asked him, and I think I'm going to ask him today because he called me every day. But Pianki, he has went over there and gathered certain information from certain people over there, and he is peddling this stuff as truth. And so you don't do that. I can go down here. We got a place called Coral Castle, where this white boy is scamming. He used the same mechanics that they used to build the Great Pyramids in Giza, which tells me that Europeans have had a hold to the ancient record ever since Atlantis collapsed, and they got a hold to the Emerald Tablets and the Enuma Elish and all that, where they created your Bible from. But Pianchi, what he's doing is he's going over, he's getting certain information, and he's coming in to stem the tide on what we are talking about in an attempt to appear to bring some new information that we need to get off the rails on the train and get on a whole new track and start looking at stuff from this different perspective. I don't challenge him on that. I listen very, very carefully, and what he's saying don't match what I'm talking about. And then I told him about our culture in this hemisphere that I can prove. See, I'm not just talking about it. I'm talking about when you go look at it for yourself and see it for yourself. But he constantly goes on, and he calls himself specializing in politics. And politics, as far as I'm concerned, that's another man's game. It exists inside the United States. And we're dealing with a bankrupt corporation calling itself the United States of America.
And it is bankrupt.
In 1933 and printing paper dollars out of thin air, ain't got no damn gold backing
value on it. Right, because Nixon took the country off the gold standard. Yeah.
Right. In order for the United States dollar to continue to float and be of any value around the world, they have to have war. War supports the dollar. If there's no war, the dollar plummets and somebody else come in. So they got to keep it going. Now we got Russia and them boys over there, and then now we got Israel, and that's going on. And after that going to go down, they're going to put something else out, the pandemic, which wasn't no pandemic at all, because the media started broadcasting that people dying all over the United States. So I'm a Morris National. I called Chicago, New York, Detroit, Texas, and California, and Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. And I said, this is what I need y'all to do for the old man. I said, I need you to get in your car, go up there to the funeral home, and ask them how many people have died as a result of the pandemic. They all told me the same thing. Nobody. I said, okay, go over here to the cemetery and look and see how many funerals are going on out there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Nobody and nothing. So that tells me right there there's something else going on, and all you got to do is look up in the sky and you see the planes putting the chemtrails out with aluminum alloys dropping down on the planet, and it's making people sick. Immune systems not strong enough. That's your pandemic right there. It has nothing to do with China. It's all right here manufactured in the United States. Same thing they did in the World Trade Center with the thermite.
Inside job.
That's right.
Yeah, it's an inside job.
Keep the dollar afloat. Hold on to the land. Keep the people who own the rightful owners of the land from knowing who they are and where they came from, and then we can continue our rule, because once they wake up to the fact, hold on a minute, this is my identity, and you own my land. Once that gets in the minds of over 600-800 million mad niggas with guns, then we got a problem.
You said with some guns, that's right, Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay,
now,
yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Bay.
You got it. you got the way to do it. It has already been revealed to you. But I have to talk to you in private about that. But you
right.
are seeing the way to spin this entire nation all the way around and take your land. It is already, you done seen it. It happened right there in New York City. You done seen it. But I ain't finna tell you that on open line. I had to talk to you in person, man
right.
to man. You'll see it. And all you got to do is do it in all 52 states at the same time on the same day. And, brother, I don't like nothing. But if this go down, God damn, it's over.
All right, now let me ask you this here, Mr. Beck. Now, I'm out here near this place, and when I say near, I'm talking about less than 300 miles from this place called the Grand Canyon, and one of our sisters, very, very knowledgeable sister, you know who I'm talking about, Brother Che. Okay, and she was saying is that they out here, because she asked me where the Grand Canyon was, and that's in Arizona. And she was saying is that's where they got all this damn gold stashed at, and then keep in mind that it's a national park. So with being a national park, that means that they got every fucking thing there, man, to defend it with the Air Force, the military, state police, local police, race soldiers galore. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And the Grand Canyon is huge. And then as they say, well, you know, it's a mile deep, just like you all there. There at the Pony Express place is
never
a mile high.
Bronco country.
Man, you guys need to take that Pony Express, put it right there, man. Send it up there to Montana, man, and place it right there by Stagecoach Mary.
Need to get back on the scene with your homeless pirate ass.
Sir, we're pirates. We're pirates. Hey, we originated in Panthertown, went to Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, went back to Panthertown. Okay, now we out here in Sin City, you know what I'm saying, and we're 3-3. I think we're playing the Polar Bears next, you know, if I'm not mistaken. They're a bunch of scrubs, you know what I mean, and what have you. And that's another thing that we need to control is these professional sports industries, is because we're generating all the revenue for it. Yeah, see? And then I was, you know, now I'm through with Bianchi, because I tried to reach out to Bianchi twice, and twice he spit in my face. But, however, you know, he's grown and what have you, you know.
We're in double overtime right now.
Okay, let's
go
ahead.
You mentioned the Grand Canyon.
Yes, sir.
You know that you got pyramids in Oklahoma.
Yep.
And then
that's what
you got caves and all over the Grand Canyon where
we got pyramids here.
Tombs. You got artifacts and all that. Because what they try to do is they try to get rid of it, but they discovered it was too much. It was dumping artifacts in the Atlantic Ocean. When they build the railroad, they were running with timber instead of cutting down all these trees and stuff. But they realized that, wait a minute, we're running out of trees, and they done got all of these mummies and stuff out the Grand Canyon. So what they started doing, move the train across the track, because the train was running out of fuel. They start throwing the bodies of mummies inside the train fire area to continue to fuel the train across the track. They was dumping artifacts out of Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana in the Atlantic Ocean, and they couldn't keep it up because it was too much, and they had to stop the overload. So they had to cut all of this out of his story. And I hope to goodness that you don't wake up to the fact that you need to create our story so you can unveil all of this stuff. Remember, I told you, there's no such thing as Mexicans. They don't exist. This is a label that they put on the descendants of the Asians and Spanish people that was down there and covered up the fact that you superseded anybody down there, and they took the Moors, the ones who had science and philosophy and astronomy and astrology, and was killing them down there in Mexico, because we was already here in the Americas and in Spain at the same time, because he came out with the same science. This is how you identify them, just like I told you how to identify one another. You identify, just like I was telling you about my grandfather, me and my mother and family, and we grow our own fruits and vegetables and trees.
Yes,
and stuff. This is the exact same thing they did, and the more it can be identified with the Egyptians at the same thing with the science. Egyptian science.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I've been growing my own food for the past 3 years.
Yeah, he has. And he's been going out there taking it to the elderly as well, too, there, too, Brother Tahaka. Now, here's one thing, too, that I want to invite you to, Brother Tahaka. Please Google our past episodes, you know what I'm saying? And we welcome comments on constructive conversations and stuff like that. You know, leave us a note, man, of what you think. Now, keep in mind, you know, I'm not the most brilliant motherfucker that day is. Hell, actually, man, the older I get, the more dumb I'm realizing that I am. You know?
Cut it out, man.
You're smarter than the average, enough credit, Shabaka. You're smarter than the average.
Okay, well, you know, I try to be smarter than average bear, you know what I'm saying? But however, though, is that I got to see more evidence on here, you see what I'm saying, is because Pianchi, with his ignorance, his willful ignorance, that is that he is talking about that we as people originated in caves, and I try to tell his dumb ass, I says, well, that's why the European is called a cave beast, is because he originated out the cave. You see what I'm saying? Crawling on all fours, eating raw meat. And like I said, and I welcome any caucasoid to bring his white ass out here to Las Vegas and say June the 20th of 2024. You know what I'm saying? And let's sit out here in the sun together. But white boy, you got to leave your sunscreen at home. And please leave us some material of how to deal with you when you have sunstroke and all that old shit. Because we ain't going to leave you out there. But you damn sure would do it to us. But we ain't that inhumane. And we ain't going to do it to you. Just to prove a point that we don't have nothing in common with this caucasoid. And this is
well, now we're dealing with two types of natures of individuals. See, their nature, if you go back and get the book by Elijah Muhammad, with Europeans, came to him after he put it out, they said, look, man, we'll give you X amount of millions of dollars if you stop putting this information out, because it's going against the grain of manifest destiny. You can't keep putting it out. So Elijah Muhammad, he did stop. He stopped telling it where it all came from and all that, and how we created him, because we created him in a laboratory. Because we had the sciences, man. We got supreme mathematics.
Yeah.
And what I am going to do is, I got your information wrote down here, and I'm going to take this video that we done today, and I'm gonna reconvert it and put it up on YouTube and stuff. All your information will be there. The number for them to dial into your broadcast and stuff will be there.
Okay.
And this is for today, but tomorrow I have to get on this young lady's show and deal with part two. And this time I'm coming from The Iceman Inheritance by Michael Brad. And I'm coming from The Moors in Spain by Stanley Lane Poole for that broadcast. And then we'll go to part three, because she got me booked up from every Saturday in this week and on. This is the first Saturday of next month.
And I just told her, yeah, I'll come on to your show and do a little talking. And she said, yeah, I got you booked up for 2 months. Hey, wait a minute. Who told you to do that? But anyway, what about the fact that I got my own show? Well, she done forgot about that. But anyway, so we'll be on tomorrow night, and we're going to do this. And I'm going to do is after I get through, give me an email address, if you would, please. So when I get through, I can send it over to your email. You can see it up there on YouTube.
Send it to, you're in the chat. I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, send it to me in a text message. Because when I hang up, then I will receive from the text message, and I'll have it, and then I can send it over there straight to you guys, and you all will have it. When you got to give me a minute to convert it and all this stuff, because I got the software, and I do it all the time, and I'll throw it up on my network and stuff, and all y'all contact information will be there and everything that you need.
Okay, Chahaka, I'm going to text you now from my lady's phone, from Lady Chase's phone.
Okay, well, that's the email I'm going to send it to, and then you can forward it anywhere you want to. But I will be doing this today, because tomorrow I got to get up here and get on her broadcast. It's the Shedding Light broadcast. She got me booked for 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on her show.
Okay. Yeah, they just pulled the plug, y'all. So we're off the air now.
Okay. All right, so... All right, okay. It was definitely a pleasure, Mr. Bay. You know what I'm saying? I look forward, man, to checking out the YouTube video. Brother Che, you can send me the link to it, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to get back out here in Vegas maybe later on this afternoon, because it's like about 90 degrees, you know, but I'm loving it. And hand some more flyers out here, you know, to our people out here in Las Vegas, because now the beauty of Las Vegas is a lot of our people come here from everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're trying to definitely get it out, you know what I mean? It's because like I said, I'm in my twilight years, and I got to make sure I'm doing the right things, man, taking inventory, so when I go before the ancestors, I can hold my head high. You see what I mean? And Pianki, he's a millionaire, like I said. You know, he could drop $2 million over here, and if he doesn't, you could tell him that Chewbacca said that he's either a hypocrite or is a fraud.
He don't have no problem. He got to be running around town doing everything. He just chilling out. And so he gets on and finds something to do, and he talks to us about the thing that's important to him. And so I listen to what he got to say. I don't criticize him. That don't mean he don't have stuff wrong at the same time, but I answer his call and talk to him. He used to be on the radio show and all that. I ain't mad with about nothing. I wish him good luck. But when you try to force people to believe that they wrong and you right, now we got a problem. But we still had an argument with them. You just going on to keep on doing what you got to do. You know, I ain't mad with him. You know, he called me all the time. I talk to him every day. And he be talking about stuff. He talk about politics and the stuff like that. That ain't my thing. I ain't trying to play another man's game. But I listen to what he got to say, and he hang up there, and that's the end of that. Then I can go on the water and eat go pineapples and grapefruits I got out here.
Yeah, that pineapple, man, is what you need, man. Hey, that's a natural cleanser. Oh, yes, sir. That pineapple is what you need for real.
Yeah, that's probably if you got arthritis or bursitis or any kind of joint pain, you juice the skin of the pineapple. They got bromelain in it.
Oh, okay, then lay some knowledge on me, man, because I'm all fucked up, man. You know, I'm in my twilight years, you know. I'm 60-something.
Well,
I'm not
joint
in my 40s.
If you got joint pain, or if you got impotency, get you a juice machine, get you some ginger root, cranberries, apples, and raw spinach and parsley, everything around your house be standing up in the store.
We didn't even get to closing. Tobacco's closing took like an hour. Now to catch up. So I can go deep, deep, deep.
You fucking crazy.
No. Just leave
me alone.
Why? You don't want it.
I don't want it, man. I don't want it. I'm tired. I don't want it. And look, I'm bloated.
Oh,
man,
you are bloated.
Like
Southside gangs in Denver.
It's hot. I want you to turn
off
the smoke on the light.
It's open. It's 75 degrees right now.
Fuck. October?
Yes. That means very bad winter.
No, or no winter.
No, that means very bad winter.
No, I'm going to go pee and I'm going to go sleep. You're not going to touch me. You're going to leave me alone. I'm going to get she woke me up with bullshit in the fucking light bill. She gives me a headache and it emanates all this fucking heat. Y'all act like you pay the fucking light bill.
It's one light.
It is one light that generates a lot of motherfucking heat. And it's UV light. It's just burning off my motherfucking etheric fucking brain cells.
Come on, bud.
I don't want to. I don't want no dick. got a note. Yes, he do. And you already get in a fucking position I can't get into right now. I don't want to get in the position, Jesse. I'm tired. I don't want to. It's a lot of effort right now. Just accept no. Yeah, just accept no. We think it's cooler and darker. Cooler. Darker. No, it doesn't. It's hot, Jesse. Hot. I'm doing that for you, but I'm fucking hot. I'm burning up. I'm going into fucking withdrawal right now. I don't want to. I really, I should just, I don't want to ride this withdrawal. Is that your phone?
Yep, that's your phone.
Huh.
What is it? What is it? Frontline. No, we just ended. They just pulled the plug on us.
I'll go to the bathroom real quick. No. What do you think? No, just the way Jesse wrote it. No. How can that happen if Jesse don't like me?
We got almond raw on the way.
Tell the truth, Jesse. You have a fondness for me, but it's not love.
Oh my gosh.
Tell the truth. You never believe me.
Oh my God.
Tell the truth.
I don't see this man. She gets mad because I asked her what's the definition of love.
Well, what's your definition, Jesse? What is your definition versus our definition?
Life's original vital element in energy. L-O-V-E. Life's original vital energy.
Life's original vital energy?
I'm sure everybody accepts that answer.
I thought it was just a strong emotion for someone.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. That's part of it.
What about that?
Okay.
That was a heavy ass thing to say.
We just got done doing a show and eating breakfast and brunch.
Something.
Oh,
light
man.
Off.
Lights off. No, not yet, but we did learn that Pionki's a millionaire. Yeah, remember Pionki? I used to call him to Shabaka's about to steal some house. Yeah. He's a millionaire. So we said if he wants, he's talking, the brother that called in today to Haka Bay. He was like, he just wants a platform to spill his rhetoric or whatever, and rhetoric. And Shabaka was like, you can come over here, or he just got to drop $2 million.